Eden Bozorno, please, Eden.
Thank you, Ambassador, and thank you, distinguished speakers, for your questions and for your engagement on this very deep issue of children, of women, and the suffering in conflict settings and the impact it has. I think a lot of us have been in, you know, be it in natural disaster settings or complex emergencies, and I speak for my own experience, Sudan, I was in Darfur almost 20 years ago, Yemen, Somalia, Pakistan during an earthquake response, Northeast Nigeria, particularly Borno State. Wherever you are and whatever we see, a lot of the humanitarian needs and the requests for their interventions are to women and children. 80%, 60 to 80% of most humanitarian appeals are asking for assistance to women and children. A couple of the delegates, the distinguished delegates, asked the question on how are you, you all seem to be talking about the same thing, and how do you not step on each other's toes? May I ask, of course, my organization, the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, was set up particularly, specifically to do this in 1991, General Assembly Resolution 46-182, talking about the need to coordinate humanitarian action. We've got very distinguished panelists here from the different agencies, funds and programs, but we do coordinate this effort. The duplication is significantly reduced. We've got humanitarian appeals, global plans, as well as ensuring that we complement each other's work. The distinct mandate areas of UNHCR, UNICEF, WFP, IOM, OHCHR, ICRC, and you know, Save the Children, the organizations around this table, but also representatives, so the United Nations system, the international organizations, the national NGOs, civil societies, NGOs. So we do our best to coordinate and ensure that duplication is out of the window. It is a constant endeavor and a struggle. We've also got systems, again, 46-182, the General Assembly Resolution, that talks about the setting up of the Interagency Standing Committee. Most of you know it, but if I may, this committee, for which my fellow panelists are also members of, all their agencies are, have different levels, from the principal level, or the executive level, to the task forces that deal with various issues, including protection. The distinguished representative from the High Commissioner for Refugees talked about the Global Protection Review, which has brought us all together to face some of the challenges, as well as come up with solutions to these challenges. They are mammoth because the needs keep increasing, but we are striving as a community to work together effectively. We also have, and I have the pleasure over the last 5 weeks to chair what we call the Emergency Directors Group, a group of emergency directors from all these agencies, NGOs, that come together to address and coordinate various issues. Now, I'm giving you the top line messages here, Excellency, because of the time, but this is what we do. And without coordination, I can tell you, it will be quite messy, to say the least. We don't target the same, we have an overview of the same populations, we assess needs together, we compare our data, and we complement each other. This is necessary to avoid duplication. This is necessary because the funding gap, as we've heard, is huge. This is necessary because we have distinct mandate areas. The last thing I'll say is the political advocacy, if I may use that word, or those terms. The Security Council is a big tool that we use in headquarters to in New York. I've just left Geneva 5 weeks ago, so I'm thinking headquarters and I'm confused as to where I am. But you know, in New York, we brief the Security Council on humanitarian issues. We also advocate through Security Council resolutions such as 2417 that is looking at food security and conflict. And when you look at food security and conflict, majority of the needs, again, are women and children. So rest assured, the system is working very, very well together to ensure a coordinated, collaborated humanitarian response and